The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hopefully a sense of normalcy for you here at CBS Sports Radio. As normal as this show ever gets, John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help you out. If you need mortgage assistance, you can contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage will be with you. And they'll be there to help, and they'll be there to hopefully be able to guide you through these times right now. Hopefully this is some sense of normalcy to you. The entire weekend at CBS Sports Radio sounding far different. Our friends from WFAN in New York covering shifts. And many of my other talented weekend hosts here at the network with their shows on hiatus. No offense to my friends at WFAN, but I miss them. I miss their content. I miss their creativity. I miss their messages, and we hope that they will be returning soon. A just an editorial note. Look, when you're in media, we're not supposed to have thin skin. We're supposed to be tough. We're supposed to be able to take critique. I'm just gonna give a little heads up. When you're doing national radio, there is, I'm going to suggest to you, probably 46 states, maybe 45, that absolutely hate anything about New York. And we're not talking about the COVID-19 situation. We're talking about New York sports. They hate it. And they don't want to hear about it. They're not interested in Yankees and Mets and Knicks. Knicks especially. The rest of the country, when they hear Knicks on national radio, goes, what the blank are you talking about the Knicks for? They have not been really relevant. I'm talking really relevant in over a generation. And so just at these times, we hope that everybody can realize that you got to know your audience. And I know my audience on this show. I've learned over the years that our West Coasters are coming in late or getting up early. They are people who are either trudging out of bed to go and do some morning job, get on a morning shift, deliver the things that cause the economic wheel to turn out west. They are here on the East Coast getting up early many times over a pot of coffee. Or a morning run to Home Depot or something like that. Our people in the Midwest tend to be a little more, we get a lot of people that will check in and they'll say, yeah, my affiliate has your show, and then they leave your show, then they come back to your show. We get to know our audience here. My sincere hope is a week later that you've still got hope. And I'm going to apologize. I'm going to apologize for media in and of itself. I'm going to apologize for media that doesn't make this an escape for you. I've listened to our own network. I've listened to other networks. I've listened to other sports talk radio. And I got to tell you, it drags me the hell down. It drags me down. Supposition and, oh my gosh, look at what might happen. This might happen. This could happen. This doomsday scenario could happen. So how did I spend my Saturday? I said, we don't do that crap here. We don't. We never have. We don't deal in doomsday. We don't deal in finding the worst case scenario and then shoving it down your throat. So what did I do yesterday? I had to keep a little note list here. I reached out and just said, got into the phone, got into the context. got into my contacts, got into my emails, got into my texts. I reached out to as many as I could. National baseball insiders. Local baseball insiders. Basketball insiders. NFL insiders. And I tried to track down the person, because you heard it last week. I told you that we had interviewed Mark Cuban, and Mark Cuban was clear. Mark Cuban said it again the other day. He said, the NBA is coming back. We're coming back. In some way, shape, or form, we're coming back. So I just reached out and I said, has anyone in NBA circles told you worst case, that, you know, we're planning for the worst case scenario? We are planning for the worst case scenario. We're planning for the season to never return again. Zero people in the know gave me that message. And I just want you to hear it. Zero people. And I am talking local, national. And as you know, I've got some pretty good contacts on the NBA level. I want to tell you that zero returned a message of, yes, we're planning on the worst case scenario that there's no basketball. Zero. Major League Baseball, I thought, okay, this will change. And by the way, that doesn't mean that NBA people who cover it, that talk to NBA executives, that talk to, aren't finding people who are concerned that things could change, that things could nosedive, that things could be potentially terrible. Concern is fine. The pushing of a message is another. So I did the same thing with Major League Baseball. Now only four people on the baseball side got back in touch with me. Got in touch with seven on the NBA side. Four on baseball side. Not one returned a message of, yes, we're planning on the worst case scenario. The season's never coming back. Not one. The NFL was the most overwhelming, though. I've got a lot of good contacts in the NFL. You do this business long enough. You work at ESPN for over a decade. You work here at CBS Sports Radio. You build up a nice little war chest of people you can reach out to and people you can talk to. Not one. Not one. Yeah, the NFL's thinking, we're not playing this year. Not one. Now, could all of that change? Absolutely. If we are 5 weeks from now and things are absolutely have nosedived and things are terrible and obviously priorities in life are different, no question. No question it can. If we get into May and things look atrocious and they're not getting better, damn right, any one of these messages could change. Any one of them. But I'm just here to give you something because this is a message you're not getting. Contacts with executives, insiders, people who cover the sport on a daily basis. Not one. Not one from baseball, NBA, or the NFL. Not one of them. Saying, yeah, I'm hearing people telling me, no season. Yet, I turn to social media, and I hear media members opining that. So all I can assume is this. They've got really crappy Rolodexes, if you want to go old school. They don't speak to, they don't do the legwork to actually speak to executives, speak to people who are close to the situation. They just opine. Let me assure you, I am never going to cover a story or talk to a story or try to do something like that without having to educate myself better, to get a little more inside information than I can get otherwise. I said it to you last week. I'll say it to you again because I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it from people in my business. They're doing doomsday shows. When do you think the NFL will have to cancel the season? What the blank are you doing that show for? I think the NFL is going to cancel the season. Why are you doing that show? First of all, you're basing it on nothing. Oh, well, it's my opinion. My opinion is, I'm allowed to have an opinion. Everybody can have an opinion. Yes, you're right. You're entitled to have any opinion that you wish. And hopefully you've got intelligent listeners that will just turn it the hell off. They'll turn it off. Because it's stupid. It's unsourced. It makes no sense. And again, I will tell you, and anybody can go against and get fired from me, there are no plans to cancel your NFL season. Could it all change? Absolutely. Could a month from now, month and a half from now, we're talking about that? Absolutely. Everybody with common sense would know that. But you know what? They're not talking about it in March. It is not a realization in March. It's not something that's logical even in March. Yet people in my business will propagate an absolutely baseless opinion like that for clicks, for likes, for show content. That sucks. And I'm just saying to you, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that that's what it comes to for people. I'm sorry that that's what it comes to. I don't think you come for that. So we will proceed as normal today. We're not going to deal in the gloom and doom and the garbage. We're not going to deal in supposition of, oh my gosh, do you know how bad it could be 3 months from now? No, I don't think you come for that. I really don't. And I'm surprised so many in my industry who pulled out a paycheck do. And I've been around long enough and done this long enough and have enough pelts on the wall to say, shut up. It's like, well, John, you shouldn't have that opinion. You shouldn't be critiquing your peers. BS. I'll gladly do it. Because for the vast majority, I've been doing it longer. And I've been doing it on many a stage. There's so many things that we're going to get into today, and I'm going to try to distract you. And if it's good, hopefully that's something that's good. Hopefully that's something that's good. Hopefully we can have some fun, and hopefully you can share your thoughts and you can look at this as a refuge.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.